You said goodbye without ever saying the words, closing the door on us and leaving me standing there on the other side, just expecting the knob to turn. I waited. Waited for you to step back through or for your hand to grab mine, pulling me to the other side. Waited for you to tell me that you hadn't meant to shut the door in my face. I waited. Long enough to be embarrassed into silence. You left me. You left me standing on the other side of a doorway I didn't choose, didn't want, hadn't foreseen. Forget having a key, there wasn't even a keyhole. You left me knowing I'd be unable to find you, unable to penetrate the wall of silence you built in a moment. Knowing I'd have no way to ask you why, what happened. What did I do to you that you could be so cruel as to walk away from me, from us, without a word? Without even a whisper of goodbye from you, I wrote the words. Night after night, page after page, I filled your mouth with explanation, excuses, lies, truths. In one version, you told me none of it was real. That every second we'd spent learning together, reaching into each other, loving each other, was something that existed only in my mind, a fantasy I'd manifested into my life. The words I fed you made me question my judgment, my worthiness, my sanity. I cried, raged, blamed, I screamed at you, pleaded with you, my heart breaking on repeat with every scenario I played out in my head. Without a hint of reason from you, the possibilities stretched before me, endless. A path of broken glass and broken promises I masochistically walked the length of over and over and over again. Not knowing is a hellish emptiness. An unending void I filled with fiction so detailed I almost started to believe it. Wanting to believe you had an impossibly plausible reason for ripping yourself away from me with such coldness that it became nearly impossible to breathe. How easy it would be to choose to hate you. To believe our abrupt end had very little to do with me and everything to do with you. Instead, the part of me that can't break free turns the blame inward. And I can't outrun the destruction. So I choose to turn away from the temptation of letting myself freeze in a frigid and solitary darkness. Choose to stop the maybes, the what ifs, and the whys, believing that images of you, of us, will stop haunting my waking hours and mocking my sleep. That every song I hear won't trap me in a memory. One day, without the answers I now so desperately seek, I'll turn my back on this door, without anger or fear. Maybe I'll eventually look back, surprised at the peeling paint and blurred edges, the signs of weathered reminiscence, having long forgiven both of us. Hoping that you found your way out of the walls you trapped yourself within in an effort to keep everyone else out. Knowing that ours was just one door shut, with many still to open.